She calls herself Christmas Carol. She fell in love with karaoke during grief group after her husband died. We sat across from dinner at each other at dinner one night, surrounded by family and fish tacos. My conversation dived deep into the pool of victim and doubt. This is a woman intimate with love and loss, who believes life is better when we make more meaningful moments with the people around us. And in her mild Oklahoma City accent, she threw my sinking mood a life vest. I don't feel sorry for you, Alexander. You're wearing cashmere. She knows me well. Cashmere is my favorite fiber. I consider myself kind of a cashmere whore. It is warm, lovely, luxurious, fine in texture, strong and light and soft. I write a column called Cashmere Sex. A place to have fierce conversations about our relationships, bodies, sex, and viruses, to make them beautiful and luxurious. 10 years ago on St. Patrick's Day, I received what felt like some very unlucky news. I was handed three letters, HIV, with a diagnosis and story that interrupted my life like a giant hiccup. It's like a dream, even a surprise, every year as St. Patrick's Day approaches like clockwork. I used to find myself consumed with a cocktail of winter inversion and desperate thoughts of spring, wondering if I should throw myself a party or isolate and down an entire bottle of Johnny Walker Blue, curse the gods or curse my own mortality. 30 million people have died from AIDS since the beginning of this epidemic. 34 million people worldwide currently have HIV/AIDS, and roughly 20% of those are on a life-saving cocktail. There are millions of unmedicated people living with HIV who will die of AIDS unless they are offered medication or a cure. And I am one of the lucky ones. And last week, the second person, a child, was cured of HIV. Next Sunday is the completion of my first decade living with this virus. And this year, I find myself floating in an ocean of gratitude and cashmere, compelled to pause between decades. Stop, stay, linger, rest, and tarry. Sit with the discomfort of disease, this human life, and our inevitable death. I believe there is fertile soil and much life between the extremes of negative and positive. As I sit infected and hope for a cure, cashmere scarf and all, I see a space in the middle, open, free, and neutral, a juicy plot of land where I have observed that love is the strongest medicine. My aspiration is that we remove the condoms we wear on our hearts and spread more love, compassion, kindness, and equality.